Morning, Brooke.
I'm doing okay. We start another week, and it's the first work week in March, which I simply cannot believe. Winter is almost over now, I guess officially March 21st, and it feels like February was like a week or something. It went by so quickly. It's a short... Yeah, well, I still have some Christmas stuff up in the house, so it really feels like Christmas in my house. I clean the yard out so no one would know, but inside the house is another matter entirely. It's always the most depressing thing in the world to take holiday decorations down. All right, let's look at the cover story before we get off track. And the cover story is close to home for KRWG because right across from our building is one of the focal points of campus, and it's one that's more familiar to the community than many areas of campus, and that, of course, is the Corbett Center, where there's an auditorium with events, where there's a food court, where there are job fairs, there's all sorts of things. And, of course, it's the center, it is the student union, so it's also supposed to be the center of student life. And it sounds like, in your cover story, a renovation of the Corbett Center will make it even more student-focused than it already is. And that's probably really important because, as you point out, they do have in those ballrooms sometimes pretty big conference events. And nowadays with smartphones, my goodness, people are just, you could easily have 1,700 people online. Yeah, it sure will. And certainly a place where it's always busy, and there's even a post office for folks who don't know that if you're on campus. Well, they do have 12-minute parking for the post office, and there's usually always one of those spots available. So anyway, that's exciting, and you can read more about it in today's Las Cruces Sun News. In the business section, and we're talking with Brooke Stockberger, the business editor, and the profile this week, I see you have an interesting profile here. A woman who owns a dance studio, but there's something else that's going on there, too, it looks like. I guess. I mean, if you can take a dance class and then buy some clothing and jewelry, I mean, that's pretty unusual. And for folks who are listening who are saying, well, okay, where is it? Wyatt Drive is right off of El Paseo, right? Okay, very good. All right, very good information. All right, what else is new this week, Brooke? Yeah, when I was reading that bit that you had there online, it surprised me that that is one of the most successful outlet malls in that company's chain of outlet malls all over the country. Mm-hmm. I think that's it. Yep. Yeah, and that's good news for some people. The video for staying open because we thought it was going to close, but now we find out, hey, it's got the digital projectors. So good information. All right. Brooke Stockberger, the business editor at The Sun News. Brooke, thanks for being here.